That's right. Spike.
Hola.
I am in the midst of watching Dune 1. We will discuss. I have questions. Or actually, I just have observations. None that you'll be able to appreciate, as I don't think you're a sci-fi fan.
You gave me homework.
I could be right. You're not a science fiction movie fan, right?
I could watch anything.
I understand that, but my question was, are you a fan of sci-fi? Like, sci-fi is in my top three genres.
Is Star Wars sci-fi?
It takes place in space. Like, typically, if it takes place in space, it's a sci-fi or horror. Sci-fi horror. Star Wars is science fiction, yes.
Okay, well, then I like that stuff, but...
Everybody likes Star Wars.
Am I a fan?
You don't have to be a fan of science fiction movies to be a fan of Star Wars, is what I'm saying.
Okay. I like Star Wars.
Okay.
Name
one other science fiction movie not in the Star Wars universe.
All the Batman stuff?
Okay, that tells me what I need to know. All right, how you sticking, Spike? How you sticking?
I'm stuck on this. I'm wondering, and this is a reoccurring event. Why do people always say, not always, why do people say on X, formerly known as Twitter, why do they do that? I actually heard people on the media saying that. I saw this on X, formerly known as Twitter. Why?
Not everybody lives their lives on social media, Spike.
So why they explain it to them?
Because even if you're not on social media, you probably know what Twitter is, and you may be unaware of what X is, and they're trying to let you know that it's formerly Twitter.
You're going to go with that.
I believe that is correct.
The news person could have said, well, we saw on X, and if they never said formerly known as Twitter, somebody will say, well, what was that? Is that the new?
They might go X. I don't even know what that is. You know, is it necessary? Not necessarily,
no.
But that's
you
what they're
said
doing.
Someone could say, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, sure. I might go X. I haven't heard of that social media platform.
But if I said Twitter, they'll say I heard of that one, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so they didn't hear that Twitter has changed.
No. Listen, JR changed his name to Rockwell, I had to go, I would go, I didn't have to, but I would say Rockwell, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as JR, because people will be tuning in and they'll be, who the hell is Rockwell?
That's a great equation there.
Yeah, because it came from me.
No, I'm being facetious.
That's the exact comparative.
Wells, Rockwell is probably not as popular as Twitter.
The level of popularity doesn't matter, Spike. It's the comparative that matters. In other words, people may listen to the Cat Named Mo show. And maybe fans of the Cat Named Mo show. If they've listened long enough, then they would know who JR is. Now, if they tune in and out, if they're not able to listen regularly, they could have very easily missed the fact that JR changed his name to Rockwell. And so I start the show and I go, hey, I got Rockwell in here. I got Spike on the mic. There will be people that go, what happened to JR?
Okay, now substitute Rockwell and JR with Twitter and X. See how crazy that sounds.
You're doing a news show. You're doing a newscast. You're doing a story. Donald Trump today posted on X. Everybody knows Donald Trump's Twitter posting was worldwide. Was infamous.
You're arguing against yourself now.
No, was infamous. His posting on Twitter was infamous. Now, if you say he posted on X. People may go, well, what's X? Why isn't he on Twitter? They may go that. But you just give them that extra tidbit of information.
These people who know what Twitter is fell on a rock and couldn't remember what that is now X.
Spike, this country, the world writ large, is populated by a lot of dumb people. I promise you.
There are people.
No, it's proven every day. I don't need to prove it.
You can't prove it. I promise you, some people don't know that X is now Twitter. Twitter's X.
Well, I would say common sense would dictate that. I promise you, there are people on X now that are on X every day that doesn't realize that it's now called X. They don't realize it. Promise you.
Prove it.
I don't have to prove it. I'm making the statement. Well, then, you prove me wrong. Wait, you asked the question. Prove me wrong. You're the doubter.
No.
It's up for you to prove me wrong.
No, I'm giving. Not.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Sure.
You said I promised that.
I do.
And
now saying, prove me wrong.
No, I'm saying prove your promise.
I don't have to. You brought the point up, not me.
I can.
I'm going with it.
I can fly from here to Tallahassee backwards.
Uh huh.
Promise you, I can do it.
No, you can't.
Prove me wrong.
Okay, I got $100. Do it.
I ain't
got
to do it. I don't have to do it.
Fly across the parking lot backwards.
I don't have to do it. You just got to prove me wrong.
No, I'm going to prove you wrong by saying fly across the parking lot backwards.
Again, I'm going to say it one more time. I don't have to do that because I promise you. I said just like you promised.
But I also have common sense. And I said common sense would dictate. Common sense dictates you can't fly from here to Tallahassee backwards.
And common sense dictates that. Everybody knows that Twitter.
No, it does not,
X.
Because there are a lot of stupid people. There are a lot of people that don't follow social media like a lot of other people. There are people. There are very casual users of social media. There are people that don't really care about a name change. There are people that'll see the X. Oh, they changed the logo. They changed the design, but it's still Twitter.
What you're saying is there are some people out there who don't know that Twitter changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
So would you accept that some people who know who? Melvin, what's the name of that damn band? You surprised I don't know the name of it is.
Led Zeppelin?
Yeah. Are you surprised that people know who Led Zeppelin
not
is?
Not as old as your dusty ass.
Yeah.
Somebody in their 20s, sure I can accept that they don't know who Led Zeppelin is. Somebody as old as your dusty ass, no, you should know who Led Zeppelin is.
You can't accept that. Somebody my age can't heard of. Had never heard of.
I'm sure there are people your age, Spike, that have no idea of rock bands and the like.
On this morning show, the Calter Show, and y'all are like, y'all talk. All y'all do is talk bands and stuff like that.
We're not talking bands now. What are you talking?
They had a guy on the show today. And
Mick
like,
Mars from Mick Mars.
He was
the guitarist from Motley Crue.
Again.
There's no reason you should know Mick Mars' name.
Okay, good. I was saying,
Tommy Lee. You should know Tommy Lee.
Is that
Lee?
The guy with the big dong?
Yes. See, there you go. So your priorities are dongs and not great guitar licks. There you go, Spike. If I talk to you long enough, your priorities will reveal themselves.
I thought the dong guy was a drummer.
Tommy Lee is the drummer.
You said a guitar.
I said Mick Mars is the guitarist. Spike, are you following this guy? Do I need to call the doctor?
You said there's a defibrillator. Your priorities, the thing and guitar players.
Now, I said your priorities are dongs and not guitar licks, referring to the fact that you know who Tommy Lee is and you don't know who Mick Mars is. Okay. Is anybody else having trouble following me like Spike apparently is?
Hey, maybe listen. I told you my example.
Mick Mars, fantastic guitarist.
The smartest man in the world can't communicate.
But see, Spike, you also just made my point.
What?
You just made my point. Motley Crue achieved worldwide international success. But yeah, there are still people that don't know Mick Mars. You should know what Vince Neil looks like. Yeah.
Yes.
I know you don't.
Okay. Did he wear a cowboy hat? Was he on a reality show about getting girls?
That was Bret Michaels from Poison.
Okay.
Hold on, Spike.
Cool.
Just had to bump my head a couple of times. Are we done?
I was just proving the point that there's a world out there, Mo, that don't know.
I don't know if there's a world, but yeah, there are probably people your age that don't know who Led Zeppelin is.
But there are people out there that don't know that
Twitter has now become X. You think everybody on social media knows that Twitter has turned to X?
Heck yeah.
No.
They're on it.
No. Not everybody. There are people that left Twitter. There are people that left Twitter.
And they just totally just blanked. They didn't know that.
Now, why would you follow what's going on with Twitter if you're not on it anymore?
Okay, how about this? It was kind of like a big deal when that dude bought it.
When Elon Musk was the dude.
Yeah.
And then there are a lot of people
Wasn't that worldwide news?
Yes, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that probably couldn't tell you that Elon Musk bought Twitter. Then you just go, who is the owner of Twitter or X? Whatever. They would go, I don't know. Yes. Believe it.
I can believe it because I would probably have to think about it. But I would know.
You didn't know his name. You just go to that guy that bought Twitter. And you in the media.
I want to get past that part. My point is that.
You want to get past the part where you didn't know what you were talking about?
The name, but I'm talking about but the product. Everyone knows that the product was bought by a guy and the guy changed the name.
No, he didn't change the name until a year plus in.
I didn't say that. I took all the words out. I said he bought the product and he changed the name. I didn't say he bought the product.
Right, but everybody does not know that he changed the name. Spike, there are people that when Elon Musk bought Twitter were not happy with it and left the platform.
And now, and totally went deaf on anything could happen to Twitter.
I wouldn't be if I'm not on Twitter. I wouldn't be concerned with the name changes and this and that. I wouldn't be reading articles about it. Dave Chappelle said this famously, and it was one of the best things ever said. Twitter is not a real place. It's just not a real place.
That means absolutely nothing.
It means everything. It means a lot of people don't waste their time on things that are not real. A lot of people. We have to because we have to talk about everything that's going on everywhere. But there are a whole lot of people that have very enriched lives not wasting their time filling it with useless information about things that aren't real.
So why is the news media saying what they saw, heard on Twitter?
They're just giving you that extra detail, Spike, just in case you don't.
They're giving me news that they saw on Twitter and X.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who said it's not a real. Like you and your Dave Chappelle said it's not a real thing.
It's not a real
thing. So the guy went on Twitter and said a fire happened at this house here.
Spike, the correlation of Dave Chappelle and myself echoing what he said, which was Twitter is not a real place, is to explain that there are people that if they are not on Twitter, don't concern themselves with Twitter, which goes back to my point that there are a lot of people that are not aware that Twitter has changed its name to X. Twitter is a website. But when Dave Chappelle says Twitter is not a real place, people... there are people that act like it's this organization where all of these people are in a room, a think tank, and they're exchanging ideas and they're going back and forth, as opposed to the fact that most people are probably tweeting while they're on the toilet. And the profile pictures that they have look nothing like them. The amount of followers that they have are probably 60%.
It's
important to the statement that Twitter is not a real place.
So if I'm who thinks that Twitter is not a real place, correct? I'm one of those people that you and Dave Chappelle think.
Right.
And then someone on the news tells me there was a fire at this house at 1301 Elm
Street. Right.
I should say, well, he got it on Twitter. It's not real?
No. You're thinking too one-dimensionally here.
Okay. Tell me the
dimension is Twitter not being a real place is don't take it seriously. That's what that statement is saying. Don't take it seriously. That's what that's saying. It's not saying that it's not an actual social media website.
So give me the news that you give me the news that you saw heard on Twitter. Now, and I got to discern. I got to say, don't take that serious.
No. Well, yeah, you should. Absolutely. 100%.
So there's a fire on 123 Elm Street.
No, Spike, that's different. It's everything. Oh, okay.
There was a riot on 345 Maple Street.
No,
I can give you 1,000 examples.
Let me give you one.
I can fly backwards to Tallahassee.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Let me give you that one. Donald Trump gave $45 million out of his own personal money to Zelensky to help the Ukrainian war. That you shouldn't believe.
Because it was on Twitter?
Because if you have common sense,
if you have common sense, you know that
Donald Trump is not donating $45 million out of his own personal account. Spike, if you start from the base of common sense.
What you're saying is, take the story and then figure out whether it's true or not.
Sometimes you don't even have to figure it out. Sometimes based upon what the clickbait is, the headline is, or whatever, you can go, this is stupid.
I don't agree with you. Because,
of course you don't. But, you're contrary.
I still don't figure out why.
You still think Batman is a science fiction movie.
And I'm a guess by your... By your condescending laugh, I'm wrong.
It's not condescending.
Okay, your dumbass laugh,
it's
I'm wrong. Whatever adjective I can use.
It's a heartwarming guffaw.
Okay, okay, by your heartwarming fall down.
Guffaw, Spike, okay, guffaw.
That's what you sound like when you hit the ground. Guffaw. You guffaw.
Oh, man.
That Batman is not a science fiction.
You know, it's a...
What is it?
Action comic, adventure.
Comic fiction?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can say that.
Science fiction is... I know Indiana Jones is not, right?
No, that's action adventure.
Okay. How about that? It was a television show. It has to be science fiction. There's a television show where they had this robot. He would say, "Danger, Will Robinson, danger, Marsh."
Lost in Space. That's science fiction.
That's science fiction.
Yeah.
And how about, because I'm old, and I'm going with the ones, the one about when there was a family that driving a car and they fell into a pothole and they ended up in the dinosaur times.
Land of the Lost. Land of the Lost. Oh, man, that's a tricky one, Spike. I don't think that's science fiction. That's time travel. That's time travel genre. There's really no science to what's going on there. They just fell into a wormhole.
I mean,
you can laugh. I take it by your condescending laughter, Spike. You don't believe me. Hey, what's your name? Your Cat Day Mo Show.
Hey, what's up, Mo? It's DC. How you been?
I'm all right, DC. What's going on?
If I could just, what I think Dave Chappelle was saying by Twitter's not a real thing, is that happened at the time where people were being canceled on Twitter. Because of a Twitter uprising, people were losing their jobs and you know, not getting acting gigs or whatever.
Sounds real.
And he was like, that's not a real thing. Like, it's just a bunch of people running their mouth, but all the big companies were like, oh my God, Twitter said this, so we can't do this.
DC, we're saying the same thing.
We're
saying the same thing.
I get you. I was trying to explain it better to Spike.
Oh.
Maybe he still don't get it. No, DC. That's exactly what I'm saying, Mo.
Okay.
Me and you are on the same page.
Okay, we got that.
I'm going to let you talk to Spike. Go ahead.
So, DC, tell me the not real part.
No, what not real is there's no power behind it. There may be news on it. There's going to be fake news on it, just like Facebook and Instagram and everything else. There's good, there's bad, there's fake, there's real, whatever. It's not an entity that can control anything.
Unless you allow it.
I agree with you, but you said something's on Twitter and people were losing their jobs. That kind of seems real.
Right, and it's sad that these companies, that's what I think Dave Chappelle was saying, was it's not real. Why don't you look at the facts? Just because Twitter says we don't like this guy because he broke up with Taylor Swift doesn't mean this guy shouldn't be able to work in Hollywood anymore.
Just because Twitter says Dave Chappelle's act is anti-trans doesn't mean that it's anti-trans, because
exactly,
it's not anti-trans.
Exactly.
But if anti-trans... take offense to it, that's kind of real, isn't it?
No, they're just not.
What?
Not every emotion you feel is right. Every now and again, you feel something and you're just wrong, Spike.
I didn't ask you, was it right or wrong? I'm going to ask you, is it real?
No.
Oh, my damn.
It's called faux outrage.
Is that like when you fell down?
You're a guffaw. You're outraged over something that didn't happen. So, no, it's not real. Dave Chappelle doesn't have a transphobic joke in his act.
So if
Dave's joke offends me, is it not real that I'm offended?
That you're offended, offended at something that didn't happen. So yeah, you're offended at something that didn't happen.
That, in your opinion?
No. I've heard Dave Chappelle's acts. I watch all of them. He doesn't have a transphobic joke in his act.
And this is DC.
Yeah.
If you say something that offends someone. And Mo says, that's not offensive, and that someone is offended, you going to tell them they're wrong?
I will. Okay. Oh, go ahead, DC.
Yeah.
I'll say you're wrong.
Yeah, no. To me, being offended is an opinion. You just chose to be offended over whatever was said.
Okay.
This guy chose not to be offended. But it doesn't matter to me. I should have the right to say whatever I want. I don't care if you're offended.
Can I have the right to be offended?
Yes, you have a right to be offended.
But then it's real.
And people can say offensive things where people shouldn't be offended. But then there are people that will get offended because they perceive something was said that wasn't said because they have a lack of comprehension of certain things. And so, no, they are offended, but they're wrong in their in being offended because what they perceive to be offended about never happened.
What gives you in D.C. the
common sense? I'm going to go back to it.
Thought to say that they're wrong. Well,
Spike. One more thing.
Go ahead.
Can I say one thing and I'll let you guys go because I love listening to the show live matter what. But what I'm saying is just because you're offended or 10,000 people are offended at a joke, that guy Shane shouldn't have got his gig fired at SNL. Their opinion doesn't matter. Like, just because, you know, there was a million people that weren't offended.
Why does your opinion matter then and theirs don't?
Well, the only opinion that matters in a situation like that is the person doing the hiring. So an opinion can matter.
Okay,
opinions are not always correct.
But it shouldn't get people fired or anything like that just because a bunch of people didn't like what he said. He's like, okay, but all these other people did like what I say. How come I can't still have my job? You know, just
because they get to decide.
Well, cancel culture blew up in the face of those that begot it.
I love you guys. Stay live.
Thanks for the conversation.
All right. Are we good, Spike?
I'm offended. I'm for fluffled.
I'm offended at the fact that you can't say guffaw.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone. It's Lightning Hockey on 102.5 The Bone.